Dudes, we got brand new El Rey Du Corona cigars. The Nouveau Curé torpedoes are aged 5+ years, but they're only available for a limited time. And boy, howdy, is this a great smoke. Don't forget the Coronas, King Coronas, Lanceros in natural and Maduro wrappers. Your handmade cigar home is shop.mikechurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. EU plans digital euro bill, metaverse policy for May. More classified documents found, this time at Mike Pence's place. A disgruntled worker allegedly kills 7 co-workers and injures another in shootings at a pair of nurseries in Northern California. And Fabletics, a Kate Hudson activewear brand, is under fire for leggings that expose bare butts. EU plans digital euro bill, metaverse policy for May. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
The European Commission, the executive body of the European Union, will publish a bill to underpin a digital euro and set out its strategy on virtual worlds in May, according to a document published on its website on Monday. Even though the European Central Bank has yet to decide whether to issue a central bank digital currency, the Commission has indicated new laws could be needed to assert a digital euro status as legal tender and set anti-money laundering rules. The European Commission, the executive body of the European Union, should not be underestimated in terms of its power or reach throughout the world. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Documents with classification markings were found at Mike Pence's home, lawyers for the former vice president say. A small number of documents bearing classified markings were found on January 16th. Greg Jacob, one of the lawyers, informed the National Archives and Records Administration in a January 18th letter obtained by the Epoch Times. The discovery came when Pence engaged outside counsel to review the records stored at the residence in Indiana. Pence made the decision after learning classified documents were found at the home of Joe Biden. Before that, documents with classification markings were located at the home of President Donald Trump. Once the outside counsel identified materials with the classified markings, Pence immediately secured those documents in a locked safe, Jacob said, asking the archives for assistance in transferring the materials to the agency. A disgruntled worker allegedly killed 7 co-workers and injured another in shootings at a pair of nurseries in the Northern California city of Half Moon Bay on Monday afternoon, officials and reports said. The suspect, identified as 67-year-old Kunli Zhao, later turned himself into authorities following the bloodshed that came just 2 days after the Golden State was rocked by another mass shooting that left 11 dead at a ballroom in Monterey Park just outside L.A. Our quote of the day, Jesus loves hidden souls. A hidden flower is the most fragrant. I must strive to make the interior of my soul a resting place for the heart of Jesus. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalski. And coming up, the story of the conversion of Saint Paul. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
All right, 'tis the season and all that jazz. Give the gift that really means something to someone, the gift of the Crusade Channel. Give a gift membership today. Go to crusadechannel.com/gift and name your price. A 1-year gift membership is worth $164.45. You can name your price and really be the apple of someone's Christmas eye. They might even kiss you under the mistletoe.
Today we remember the story of the conversion of St. Paul. His entire life can be explained in terms of one experience, his meeting with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Before that, he had acquired a zealot's hatred of all Jesus stood for, and he harassed the church with fervor. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for imprisonment, as is indicated in Acts 8:3. Now, after encountering our Lord, he himself was entered possessed, and all his energy harnessed to one goal, being a slave of Jesus Christ in the ministry of reconciliation, an instrument to help others experience the one Savior. Paul's great message to the world was, you were saved entirely by God, not by anything you can do. Saving faith is the gift of total, free, personal, and loving commitment to Christ, a commitment that then bears fruit in more works than the law could ever contemplate. A Kate Hudson-created activewear brand is being slammed over a bizarre pair of gym leggings that shows off people's bare bottoms and are advertised as pairing perfectly with heels. Entitled Spotlight Shaping Ass Out Capris, the porous pants were released by Fabletics, an activewear brand co-founded 9 years ago by the Glass Onion star and almost famous Oscar nominee. However, they started going viral in October after superstar flutist Lizzo, who founded the body positivity promoting branch of the brand Yitty, posted a divisive Instagram video of herself dancing while rocking the butt-bearing skin huggers. Fast forward to Monday, writes the New York Post. Twitter trends erupted with viral comments such as, "They're for people who do pole fitness. The inside of the thighs is needed." Well, Fabletics does hype the leggings as made famous by Lizzo and the ideal ensemble for fashionistas hoping to go viral. Accompanying pics show a model sporting the risque shapewear, which features, according to the Post, chap-style cutouts that expose her thigh, crotch, and bare derriere like sartorial Swiss cheese. She's even sporting a matching pink bra and high heels, suggesting that this discordant ensemble is ideal workout wear. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.